Hello, everybody.
Hi, everyone.
You're listening to our
big
epic
adventure.
And today we have Carly with us.
Yes.
Carly Crew. Hey.
Carly
Club.
Carly Girl.
You call her.
She's Carly
with
Girl.
Us today, and we're going to have an amazing fun time.
She's so amazing.
We did just have to do another take because I was recording the radio station over top of our voices.
Hey, but don't even worry. We figured it out early.
We're all good.
Don't even worry.
I mean, honestly, I'm sure you guys wouldn't have minded listening to Rina Sawayama other than, like, as we talk. Like, it's like when you're watching or you're eating food, you're watching TikToks, and you're also, like, watching YouTube at the same time. You have, like, three sources of media going on
at the
same time.
Absolutely.
I'd be doing that.
And one of them is in subtitles, so.
Yes, exactly.
It's difficult.
So, we do have, I don't know, should we do it first?
Do you think it would set the mood?
It would definitely
set the mood.
Okay.
I think
we should do it first.
It's just like since it's dinner time.
No, I mean.
What does that have to do with anything?
It's about a food.
Oh, yeah. I love food. My friend and I made a track. we've been messing around in GarageBand. And so we, like, were making a beat, and we were taking it seriously to begin with, but then the moonshine started flowing.
The moonshine.
Next thing you
crazy.
Know, we were making a track about shrimp cocktails.
Oh, okay.
And so we're going to do, I haven't heard this, Chloe hasn't heard this, no. I have no idea what to expect.
I walked in and they were like, should we talk about the track? And I was like,
What track
you talking about? Mm-hmm.
You guys are gonna
this
get
track
the
right
first
here.
Listen of. So wait, what's your stage name?
So at the moment, like, we're not really running by anything but Carl and Ken.
Okay, yeah,
that's really good though.
But
Carl and Ken rolls off the tongue.
Mm. Carl and Ken.
Carl and Ken.
Or Ken and Carl, like. I don't want to, like, steal the show.
Right,
like,
right,
like,
of course.
Who's the creator?
So guys, we're gonna do. Live listen of Shrimp Cocky.
Shrimp
Cocky is
by
Carl
and
Ken. Okay.
Let me pause real quick. 46 seconds long.
Oh.
Here is
Shrimp Cocky.
Shrimp
Cocky. Yeah.
Shrimp
Cocky on the
beat.
Hey.
Feeling good, my papa. Need a stomach topper. Get me at the store. I'm only $5.
Fuck a sweet treat. Savory's just for me. I've been a bad girl. Spank me when I eat.
Ready to pop. Me and the homies don't think we'll ever stop.
It's the rap of the kitchen, the sizzle and the heat. And when you're feeling hungry, just press repeat.
Hey!
Cocky.
Oh, that dissonance.
Shrimp cocky.
You know you're getting sloppy when you're eating shrimp cocky. Shrimp cocky.
Thank you, men's choir.
Wow.
The harmonies, the
Thank
everything.
You.
That was amazing.
Back, girl.
I think we're going to have a live.
A riff off?
A live performance of that for the finale.
I can contact.
Wait.
Yeah. So, like, what would you guys rate it?
And that's when we record it and post it on TikTok. That'll be your first post.
Wait.
I'm dead.
Okay. Honestly, in terms of, like,
craftsmanship?
In terms of
the lyrics?
In regards to other, like, comedic raps, that's on top. Genuinely.
Not to, like, say it, but, like, it ate.
It ate shrimp cocky.
Yeah.
And I think we all need to say it, and I think you guys need to go stream
shrimp cocky.
We'll let you guys know when it's uploaded. It's gonna be on Mark and Chloe's Big Epic playlist.
Yeah.
Which we'll get into. I just need to know, like, what was the process? How did this come about? Why shrimp cocktail? Were you eating shrimp cocktail?
So, me personally, I am a pescatarian, so I will divulge, but my friend Kennedy and I was showing them, you know, like, my sick fucking, like, mixing and mastering, and we just started messing around with the beat, and then, you know, one thing after the other, they all of a sudden whip out, like, a medical glove and a full-size bath towel, and I'm like, where is this headed? They were just enjoying their meal, actually. The shrimp cocktail.
What? Oh, so the medical glove and the towels for the shrimp cocktail?
It was getting messy.
I know, I was like, where is this going?
No, listen. What's the lyric? Shrimp cocky. Shrimp cocky. No, I think know it's getting sloppy.
I think we need to do one more listen, but silent so that we can get the full effect for the listeners. Because we need to keep digesting it.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I'll be silent.
Indigest.
Let me turn it up.
Shrimp cocky on the beat.
Feeling prim and proper, need a stomach topper. Get me at the stove, I'm only $5.
Fuck a sweet treat, savory's just for me. I've been a bad girl, spank me when I eat.
Get the oven hot, cause I'm ready to pop. Me and the homies don't think we'll ever stop.
It's the rap of the kitchen, the sizzle and the heat. And when you're feeling hungry, just press repeat.
Shrimp cocky. You know you're getting sloppy when you're eating shrimp cocky, shrimp cocky, shrimp cocky.
No, that was amazing.
The beginning.
The chorus at the end.
The beginning of it literally, the way it goes. Eh.
Well, it was actually an accident because I'm.
Shrimp.
No, it was fully an accident because, like, I'm a newbie to GarageBand. I'm a novice. I'm a fucking noob.
Okay.
Well, after listening to that, we need to get in the studio together.
No, yeah. I've got another beat on the way. I've got another beat, you guys.
Like, I'm like, so just so you guys know, starting summer, we're going to be starting YouTube videos. And wouldn't it be crazy if we did a music video for Shrimp Cocky?
Stop. We need to.
Yeah.
Like, I just, it's all coming together.
Get me at the stove, I'm only $5.
We're like walking in. We're just like background dancers.
No,
we need them. Katy Perry lobsters.
I can literally see it in my head right now, like the way the camera's moving in on you, and you're like,
definitely just looking for like a fisheye lens.
Yeah, okay. You know, if anyone has one, we can borrow.
LMK. HMU.
We'll put up a little inquiry underneath the podcast episode. You guys can tell us.
Thank you, guys. Don't worry. Yeah. And streaming services are on the way. Like, so don't even worry.
I feel like that was a great way to start, honestly, because now we're all warmed up.
That was literally quite literally.
Like, oh,
the lyrics
gosh.
Are amazing. The beat was amazing.
Thank you.
The timing was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had a little men's chorus, a synth bass, a little...
Guys, and you guys are, like, singing in, like, bass so low when you're like, shrimp cocky.
Yeah, I know. We had to overlay that audio. Like, yeah, that was, like...
It sounded nice, though.
Let's get it playing in liquid. Let's get it playing in Ziggy's. Let's get it playing in...
Yeah, please
that
go
would
to
bring the people to Clazelle.
That would. Hey, let's have a meet and greet at Clazelle.
Carly and Ken, Mark X, Chloe, meet and greet at Clazelle's.
Please.
Big epic meet and greet.
Meet and greet as in we just run it out and then all of our friends can come.
Yeah, well.
Payment is a shrimp cocktail. We have to be paid in a shrimp cocktail. Leave it at the door.
We have like a chocolate fountain, but it's fridge. Cocktail sauce.
Fully. Mm-hmm. And if you're a vegan / vegetarian, I got you. Just eat raw cauliflower with it. And seriously, it tastes the same.
Okay.
It's the same.
It's a hack.
Oh, it's a hack. Okay.
I spent a good couple years eating it. It's Max.
Well, now that we have discovered what real empowering music is, I think it's a great segue into Mark and Chloe's Big Epic playlist.
Hell yeah.
Which we just launched on Monday.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure that we literally were at work and we were talking about all the things that we can do with Mark and Chloe's Big Epic. And I said, whoa.
Oh my gosh, we have so many plans for Big Epic.
But this is just the beginning.
Mark how many Chloe's
Big Epic playlist? This is the beginning.
How many P's? Big Peas. Epic
playlist resort
resort
resort bar.
resort I thought it had to start with a B.
I've got one because we got Big Epic Adventure. Mm-hmm. I think our Big Epic Adventure will be like can a we nice like Great Point. Wolf
Lodge. Stop. I was going to say Kalahari. Use promo code Mark and Chloe at checkout.
Thank you.
Get 1% off at checkout.
Actually, you have to pay extra.
Go straight to us.
It goes straight to us. Thank you. Link to the Patreon in bio.
Yes. Well, I mean, honestly, I think it's amazing, and I feel like we're able to make this environment that's big and epic. And this playlist is just the beginning.
Yes.
Because what I wanted with this playlist is so many people come back to me while I'm playing my music. So we are at work, and people come back, and they're like, oh my gosh, Mark, I love your playlists. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm someone who doesn't listen to playlists. I just put my library on shuffle. And so I'm like, maybe it's time for Mark to share his taste.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And so I did. And we have Chloe's input as well on this.
I put one song
and
on there.
Yes, exactly. And I hope you feel comfortable to put more songs because...
Well, I personally do not have a big music library.
Mm,
okay. What do you be listening to?
I'm not saying.
Oh, sorry.
No, I literally don't know, like, random ass shit. Like, songs that will, like, if it, like, scratches my ear nicely, mm-hmm. and then I'll, like, listen to it over and over and over again, and then I'll learn the lyrics, and then
I need to see your Apple Music replay.
No.
I have to see
Can you just tell us your top artist? Not.
I don't even know, because my family has the same Apple Music account, so it's all mixed up.
It could be controversial.
It's all mixed up. Well, and
I mean, my personal like Spotify most listened to was a TV show soundtrack, so don't feel ashamed.
Daisy Jones and the Six.
Thank you.
Yes.
Shout out, Daisy.
That's my girl.
And so it's on Apple Music, it's on Spotify, and I'm gonna try and update it every week, adding new songs that I love, anything that I find, like new music, old music, anything. All genres. And honestly, it's better to listen to it on shuffle, because if you're expecting me to curate it to like transition to each song, hell no, I don't got the time.
That's
for that.
That's dramatic.
It's actually not happening.
It's absolutely
Sorry.
Not.
Thank you, though.
But
you curate your own vibe.
In the future, maybe we'll hire a Big Epic playlist curator who can make sure it transition whenever once we have a resort and bar and such.
I was one of the people that went back there and was like, Mark, this is so amazing. You have to make a podcast. I mean, duh. Obviously, we'll make a podcast, but you have to make a playlist, and because I wanted to broaden my horizons,
mm-hmm. yes.
And
I've been listening,
and I did. I texted a few people because I don't really listen to rap or R&B.
I can hook you up with not so much rap, but the pop punk music.
Yes,
scene?
Okay. Honestly, yes.
Wait, I want it. I
really don't listen to any. Well, I listen to like alt indie. Pop, folk, like those are my genres that I listen to.
Yeah, per.
So I texted a few friends to like make, so I'm hitting every single genre because I don't want to like leave anything out that someone might listen to and be like, oh, I want to listen to that just because I don't listen to it. So there is going to be a variety. There already is a pretty good variety on there. And I don't know if I want to delete songs to put new ones on. I think I might just make it big and epic because... If you might, like, you listen to it later on and I have taken songs off, then you don't get to hear those songs that were so amazing and good.
True.
So I think I should just make it huge. I don't think there's a limit on the amount of songs I can put on a playlist.
Is there a limit on happiness?
Exactly.
And I didn't
good point.
This is actually going to be a 24-hour live stream.
Speaking of live stream,
I saw you went live the other day.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. I got the notice.
I got the notice, but it was at like 1 a.m. I would have gotten on. What were you doing? I saw it like in the morning, wasn't it?
Was it on Instagram or was that when I was on Twitch?
Probably when you were on Twitch.
Insta. Oh, I got the Insta.
You went live on Insta?
That was with Mazozy.
Oh, that's lit.
I think that was a few weeks ago.
Do you know one of the first things you ever told me? That you were getting some girl paid you like... like 19 cents on streaming. Like, that was the first thing you ever said.
Really? Destiny Michelle.
Destiny Michelle.
I literally was just texting with her last night. She's like, oh my God, I need to get you back on TikTok Live. And I was like, yes, girl, but I need those followers.
Yeah.
So go follow Marquis Statham on TikTok so I can go live. And
I love your TikToks. I was stalking it yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
I used to be insane. Bad.
I like scrolled. I scrolled down.
I used to post all the time. Lit, I had no shame whatsoever. Like,
for good or for bad.
Yes, exactly. And so, yeah, something about going live is just so, like, the adrenaline I get. And then also saying generic things like, thank you for the roses. Can we get a TikTok in here?
Thank you for the galaxy.
Yeah, let's battle. Let's battle. Let's get a battle going. Like, something about that, I'm like,
let's get a battle going.
It just scratches.
Dude,
scratches
one time, you know, like, spam accounts on Instagram? Like, when you'd make, like, a Finsta.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And when I think I was a sophomore, maybe, me and my friend Darby, shout out Darby, we went live on Instagram and we played Just Dance on the live.
Wow.
Like, as a because I only
That's brave.
Well, it was on my spam account. So, like, I only had my friends on it. Mm-hmm. And, like, people joined and they were loving it.
Last time I
played
Just Dance.
And it was so much fucking fun. It was so fun.
My cousin
fun.
Said, wow, you look so fucking bad.
That's terrible.
That's so traumatic.
Oh my God, that is terrible.
Let's kill him. Let's kill him.
He's dead to me. But yeah, like, fun fact, I love that game though.
No, I love it.
TikTok Live with Just Dance.
I'm down.
Once I get the followers.
Hey, let's do Twitch Live Just Dance. Like,
no, I need a webcam so bad because I do go I do stream Fortnite, but
guys, my Wii broke.
Your what broke?
My Wii.
Nori.
She kicked the bucket.
Like, oh, man, it was so
she
sad.
Got the
after 20
ring
years,
of death.
Pretty much.
Literally. I think Shay got it for their, that's like, pretty, 10th
the
birthday.
The Wii came
or
out in 2006.
And the Wii Fit board humbled me, to say the least. So did my cousin.
I refused to do it.
My I was parents... doing the Tour de France on that bit.
Oh, I'm dead. Get into it. The soccer ball kick one.
Okay, that was good. I like Wii Sports Resort. You guys did do a collab.
The airplane,
the Tour de France, the parasailing.
No, imagine we open Mark and Chloe's Big Epic Resort.
Then we make a game out of it.
And you can fly your own.
It's
on Roblox.
You need them Apple.
No, Division Pro. No, you can literally you fly your own airplane around the island. You don't need a license because it's not in the U.S. This is an island off the coast.
What? Off the coast.
But yeah.
I'm so excited for that. Someone needs to start.
No, I'm going to be there.
I'm going to be there. Well, we need a donator,
VIP member.
Guys.
VIP member.
Hi, presidential. Can I serve as Secretary of State?
Hey, anyone who's on the pod before, for the first season, anyone on the pod is
VIP.
VIP.
For sure.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and here you are.
So now you guys know our big scheme of it all.
Yeah, that's our plan.
And we also have to talk about Beyonce's big scheme of it all with Cowboy Carter. Did you listen?
I did, and I loved. Yeah. I absolutely loved.
So I heard this really great opinion on it. They said,
was it your own?
No, is that, well, I loved it personally, but I agreed with this opinion on Twitter, which was, it doesn't really have any replay value, like, for individual songs, because the whole album is like a listening experience with all the interludes, all of the different voice things, like, you have to, it's like a movie. Like, you're watching a movie.
Agreed.
When you're listening to that album.
Yeah.
The only song that I've been able to replay, Yaya, for sure. Riverdance, is that the one that's like, bounce on the shit?
I think, yeah.
And Most Wanted.
Two Most Wanted
is so good.
Out of the 20, those are my top songs.
Out of the 20.
And something about Two Most Wanted, I think it's just the fact that they used the landslide. They interpolated landslide.
No, yeah. Because shout out Fleetwood Mac.
Seriously. Shout out Daisy Fleetwood Jones Mac. And the Six coming back
I'm
again.
Literally naming my child Stevie, but that's literally besides the point.
I mean, it's a perfect name.
Wait, what's Daisy Jones and the Six?
Daisy it's Jones like and the off. Six was a book that turned into a show that was loosely based off the story of Fleetwood Mac. Mm-hmm. At least like the I relationship love Fleetwood Mac. You need to watch. I'll put
okay.
you on.
Okay, I'll watch. Mm-hmm. What's it on?
Prime?
But yeah, it's Amazon on Prime.
For sure. Okay. Daisy, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Daisy. So, Cowboy Carter, Two Most Wanted was my favorite song. I think it's
what's
honestly
the first
Miley
track,
Cyrus.
Two Hands to Heaven.
I love Miley Cyrus.
Yes.
Yes or no?
I
hold on, I'm gonna check.
Don't no, worry. It's American
no,
Requiem.
It's, I think. Oh, you're right. Mm-hmm. Sorry, the Roman numerals confused me.
No, seriously. Well, and there's also a theory that the album was supposed to be called Beyonce, because that's her mother's maiden name.
What's her name?
Her family what? Name Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Is that why she's it's named like, Beyonce?
I think so. That's... And her mom was
I'm
like
glad
she
it wasn't
grew
called
up
that.
Catholic in the South. So that's where I'm like, oh, it makes sense. Because Renaissance was for her uncle, Cowboy Carter for her mother.
I do not love my uncle enough to write a whole damn album about
no,
him.
No, seriously. Whoa.
I'm like thinking about my uncles. I'm like, no.
Well, I don't even know what music they listen to. I don't speak. I don't speak
it ain't good.
Enough. I see them like.
Red Solo Cup.
Hey.
that, what is that? That country
Save
rap.
Save a rose, ride a cowboy. Shout out Aunt Tammy for that one.
Aunt Tammy.
I can't.
I'm supposed to go to an Easter party this weekend with my
this weekend.
Yeah, it was last weekend.
I know.
He but was it's already like, resurrected.
I know. But it's
don't
like,
tell my father.
It's like a, I don't know. It's just with my dad's mom's side of the family. Mm-hmm. And my dad's mom, like, passed away before I was born. Mm-hmm. So he, like, I don't know. I didn't really grow up with that side of the family. And they live on a farm. They're so not like me at all. Mm. And
that's how I feel with my mom's side.
I think Jude's coming too. So we'll see how that goes.
That should be so. Wait, so it's just gonna be you, Jude, and your dad,
and Sean, and his girlfriend, and then the family.
So that.
But they have cute little kids.
Oh, that's good.
And one of them.
Animal farm animals.
No, oh. I wish they did.
What's
I know. Like, what's the point of living on a farm?
Why do you live on the farm?
Yeah.
I know, but they have a nice four wheeler that we ride around sometimes.
I'm so
well. Sean rides around the whole time.
I'm
of course.
So. I've never ridden on a four wheeler.
Oh, I
really?
Broke my arm on one.
Oh,
flipped it.
Oh.
Oh shit!
It was like one of those situations where it fully was. Oh yeah, I graduated with the broken arm.
No.
Yeah. It was like I was riding it, no helmet.
You could have
don't
died.
Do that. But then you I flipped it. Well, I flipped it, but my choice was to like get stuck under it or jump.
So you jumped.
I jumped.
Long story short.
That was broken bone number 8.
Mm. Oh.
What?
No, don't even worry. I don't drink milk. I lack calcium milk. Or something like that.
That's crazy.
I hear milk doesn't even help.
Does carrots? I know your eyes, but
guys, can I be crazy for a moment?
Absolute.
So my father is very anti-dentist, and he's like, fluoride will melt your brain, whatever.
What?
So I'm not on the train with that. However, I am on. So I use
Do tell.
You're not
what
already
are you on the train.
With the listen, dentist or fluoride?
No, I totally am.
You don't believe
on the
in cavities?
I believe in.
Let's open that mouth.
You need to not use. Well, okay.
I'm kidding.
I have bad dental hygiene. Well, from before, like
I
when I was a kid.
From your dad.
Bad.
Don't admit that.
But, hey, sometimes it's okay.
Yeah, well,
happens to
it's
some
like
of us.
When I was in high school, I did not give a shit about that.
Oh yeah,
but like just recently,
when I was
like,
in like my bad
college.
Depression, I literally was like,
and I had such a sweet tooth. It was such a bad company.
I have such a sweet tooth,
like so bad. But
Your teeth started growing cupcakes.
I learned that the reason that you use fluoride in toothpaste is because it, like, starts to remineralize your teeth, right?
Okay.
However, the bond that fluoride makes with calcium in your teeth is, it's strong, but it's really brittle. So the reason why some people are anti-fluoride is because they think, like, you're making your teeth weaker by using fluoride, even though, like, you're getting rid of your cavities, whatever. But what I use is nanohydroxyapatite toothpaste, which is what's, it's the...
Is it expensive?
I mean, not really.
Is nanohydroxy expensive?
It's the naturally occurring compound in your teeth already. So when you brush your teeth with that, it's just replacing the compound with the stuff that's already there. And so that's what I've been using.
Does your dad believe in oil pulling?
Oh, my God.
He did. He did.
What happened?
Well, a tooth crumbled in his mouth.
What?
Really? Yeah.
Because of oil pulling?
I don't know what the hell happened, but he's like, if you get a filling, your teeth is going to rot and fall apart. So, like, I've had this trauma.
What does he expect you to do when you got your father?
I know, exactly. Well, I'm like, now I have the trauma. I'm like, who do I believe? And so, like, and I've gotten fillings before.
Mm-hmm.
My teeth are fine. Well, they're not fine.
You got
right
a gold cap?
I wish, honestly. Because I'd
She's
be
like, no, it's
that.
Silver.
I'd be selling that.
But so that's my little spiel. If you're worried about fluoride, there are alternatives for you. That's all I'm going to say. Nanohydroxyapatite toothpaste.
Wait, how'd you break 8 bones?
Oh, God. Wait, I mean,
we're going to read each story.
Just say which bones were broken.
I broke my right arm twice, my left arm twice, my right leg twice. What is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I might have broke. I, like, literally have broken everything twice over.
That's terrible.
Like, roller skating, racing my brother to the bus stop, soccer,
guys,
four-wheeling. Mm. God. I don't.
Just dangerous.
Yeah, it's humbling.
Was it recently?
For sure.
Have you broken any recently?
The last bone I broke was when I graduated high school, the four-wheeling incident. Okay. And I literally had a grad. And I seriously, I went to the doctor because they gave me an elbow cast. I'm like, my wrist is broken. Yeah. I cut this shit out. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
And I literally cried to them and I was like, well, how come when celebrities break a bone, they don't have casts?
Yeah.
Mm. Like, let me know. Like, can I get that celebrity treatment? Yeah,
come on. Let's get
because
that surgery.
This glow
scheduled.
In the dark, like, stinky little cast.
Glow in the dark? What? Yeah.
Well, and then at one point, this was way back when, I really thought I was like, no, this is waterproof. Well, that smell wasn't. Well.
hey, when I broke my leg, I didn't put that bitch in water at all. And the doctors, when I took it off, he said that it was the cleanest cast he's ever seen.
Oh, wow.
So.
I'd be scared of
get
mold
on my fucking
growing
level.
In there.
At that point, that. Presumably.
So that did happen.
That was the stench for sure. Because I thought I was cool. And I was like,
you put it in water?
Yeah. It was just like
every single night you're like in the sink.
It just gets old purposely. At a certain point, like hanging a limb out the shower.
God.
It's like I can't.
It
do
was
it.
Terrible. Which bone in your leg did you break?
Right. And that oh my God, wait, that wasn't the most recent broken bone, actually.
Oh.
Last summer, I got appendicitis 1 week. Next week, broke my leg golfing. Absolutely.
Like, did you break your fibula, tibia?
I don't know. There's like a little island floating around in my ankle now. It's like a little bone, just chunk flowing around.
Chunk.
So,
well, that's
yeah,
good.
I was golfing and then I literally had to start my first like corporate job on a scooter.
I remember you telling me about
that. Yeah, that was humbling. So, sports aren't for me. It doesn't matter like the physical activity, like level, clearly, golf, four wheeling,
you name it.
I'm not going to do it.
So, we went from Cowboy Carter to how many bones have you broken?
And we're going to bring it back with.
And
JoJo Siwa.
Yeah, and we're going to bring it back to JoJo Siwa.
Guys.
On the topic of music, karma kind of sounds like a good banger. Song. It kind of sounds like a good song. I really can't lie.
Yeah.
I don't know why she...
Feel a knife list.
I don't know why she channeled Kiss, come but it's a banger.
Okay. It's dramatic. No. And I also don't like how she's comparing herself to Miley Cyrus bangers.
No,
well, did
seriously.
You see the photos from today of JoJo? The Pap photos? She staged paparazzi walking out of a sex store with a enormous stuffed dick. And then, like, just, like, a bag of stuff. And it's just, like...
She staged it.
It's just, like, to a certain point, like...
So, Grace Vanderwaal, if you remember her.
Oh, my AGT? God.
Yes.
AGT?
Yeah. She posted a TikTok.
I don't know my name.
I don't
play
by
the rules of the game.
Her, who is actually aged very well.
Yes, she's so chill.
She posted a video. She was like, if I was on her marketing team, this is what I would do. She said, instead of JoJo Siwa, terrible, evil, like... big epic, because it still feels childish, right?
Yeah,
she would have done stripped back vocals, stripped back sound, and then she would just call the album Joe. Just Joe.
Oh.
So it's like simple, because people don't see her as an adult. They still see her.
Have you
as
heard
a kid.
That woman sing?
Right.
I don't think she could be able to do the strip
that well
down
exactly
vocals.
And I'm like, well, maybe like the music videos and stuff would be, I don't know, but
I feel like there's a difference between like growing up and being an adult and being Kiss.
Well,
like she didn't need to go that far.
Staging Pap at a sex shop.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you guys know this, but she also did an interview recently where she was like...
The podcast?
No, I was like, I think it was like a red carpet interview, but she was like, somebody was asking her about having children, and she's like, I already have my sperm donor picked out.
Yeah.
My kids' names are tattooed on me, Freddie, Eddie, and Teddy.
Yeah.
Get help.
Insane.
This
insane.
Isn't Cartoon Network.
Literally.
Get fucking help.
Ed and Eddie, more like.
Oh, my God.
And it's like, do you want to continue being a meme? Like,
no,
are you
really?
Not? I mean, I get it. The cash is coming in, but even if you stop being a meme, the cash would still come in.
Yeah, really.
You know her, like...
She needs media training back.
You know her Lamborghini rap?
Wait, what? Did we say that at the same time?
I said her Lamborghini rap.
Oh, I said
like
Renee
her
rap.
Face.
Continue.
Love Renee rap. But, like, her face... On her Lamborghini, like the wrap of it.
Does she drive around?
Yes.
It was like the kid version of her, like when a couple years ago she made it. And then she rewrapped her car, but still her face, but it's like the Kiss version and the adult version.
Oh God.
Of her Lamborghini.
Not even, like, it's not even an adult version.
I'm like, this is when you like have a matte black car or something, like you change your car to be like
right.
like red or like what.
She needs to be more, there needs to be more decorum, decadence, some mystery even.
Yeah. Did you see that video of she was like, who's your dream guest on the podcast? And she was like,
probably.
How about
she was like,
if you had like, one call to heaven?
Oh my God! Wait, I
what did
seen
she
that
say?
One.
I don't remember who she said. It was
for the podcast one. She was like, "Let's make it crazy." One of my exes.
Oh my God!
I was there like, girl, this is like, crazy. Just have one of your
so
exes
crazy.
On, then you weirdo.
Yeah, seriously.
But I'm sorry, like. That's an embarrassing feat to have endured would be to be her significant other. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Have you seen the clips of the music video?
It's
dancing?
Just giving way too much.
No, she's
like
kissing women the whole time.
It's
and
giving
I'm like, oh,
bad
okay.
blood by Taylor. And hate to break it to you guys. Not a fan either.
Well, it was also 2014 when that first came out. And the vibes were way different.
No.
Oh.
I'm not a Swiftie.
Okay,
that's why I just
period.
Have no comment.
Sorry,
I feel
Mark.
Like.
Sorry, Mark.
The way that.
I was like, I did not mean to offend you.
No, I was like, hey, I just have no comment.
I have no comment
have no
as
opinion.
Well. I respect the hustle. But
I don't even know
no,
what the bad blood era was.
Like,
I don't know.
But well, and first of all, when that came out in 2014, it was like, well, this is so crazy. If that came out now,
no,
outdated.
Yeah. That
is,
yeah.
yeah.
Like, and for JoJo's team to even allow this to happen.
Oh, my
my god.
But she's probably like on a manic episode or something where she's like, this is how it has to be, this is how it has to be, and no one can say anything about it.
Her identity coming out of working with Nickelodeon, who made her seem like this big rainbow unicorn.
When she stopped working with Nickelodeon, she should have stopped the character.
Well, I'm
I think her character was like part of who she was.
What's
or she
her
made
real
it
name?
Like that.
It's JoJo Siwa. That's my whole thing. I'm like, what is, who is JoJo Siwa? Yeah. What's, who's underneath JoJo Siwa?
It's just Josephine. Jolene.
This is Josephine Smith. Like something.
It's literally just
and
like
to, someone to have your mom name you something.
Joanne.
Like, come on. Like, I've, JoJo being like your own, it's already
Jones.
Like, nickname-ish.
Yeah.
And coming out of a Dance Moms where, I don't
know. Okay, but that, she just clinged onto that and then it was successful, obviously. But the people, the kids that she was going towards were literal children. And now she's like changing it so that like, I don't know. It's just weird. Like, and then all these children are going to be watching that YouTube video of her like making out and shit with people.
Well, it seems like,
which is like, I don't know. It's kind of,
it seems like what like, she can make a 12 out people, to 14 year old would think is like bad. You know what I mean?
Yes. Right. Like not actually bad, but just like,
like this is normal adult shit.
Dude, someone, oh my God, who was I talking to? Oh, her name's Anna. Shout out Anna. She listens to the pod.
Ooh.
But she was like, have you seen that comment? Like in the song, she couldn't even say fucking. She said effing. In this, in the Karma
really?
Yeah. Like, she can't even, like...
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
But then I've also, like, seen her on podcasts or heard her on talk shows where she's, like, I don't know what she is, but top or bottom. Like, she will sit there and, like, dive in, and I'm, like...
Girl.
Josephine, Jolene, girl.
Regardless of the whole media campaign, the song kind of sounds fire. And she has another song that I heard a clip of earlier, and I was like, oh my gosh,
you got
that's
a sneak peek?
Really sad. Yeah, she let someone record it and leak it. She was like, yeah, you can record this little bit and put it on Twitter. And I heard it, and I was like, wait. So she has a really good producer.
I want to see her. I want to see her perform it live.
No,
Jack
Well, I mean, honestly, if we think back, like, performers have only needed to be, like, amazing singers, like, recently, because they used to call them out for lip singing.
Mm-hmm. People call them out for lip singing now.
So
like you can get canceled
looking
for
at you, Alicia
Keys. Yes.
Bad.
Well, did you see that people edited the?
They cut out her bad note.
The Super Bowl.
And it's like, I mean, life happens. Like I get it, but like to go out of your way. I love her. Sorry, guys. There's a hooded man walking past the studio. I'm scared. It's the PNC Bank robber.
Speaking of PNC Bank robbery, we should talk about that because
I'm looking for him. So if you're him, contact me.
In Bowling Green?
The other day.
This
there's
literally
by like Walgreens
2 days ago.
Or Rite Aid.
I did a year.
So I live right there.
Absolutely. And people are more impressed that he was wearing a mask because apparently COVID isn't real.
They were like, come on.
COVID's not here anymore.
Are you serious?
And it's just embarrassing. I'm like, guys, he like robbed the bank.
Yeah, he's trying to mask his identity.
Did he have a gun?
They're not saying.
No.
So I don't think he did, honestly.
So
he like jumped behind the counter or something.
I'm like, let me knock you out then.
Should be.
So let me tell you guys, Tuesday, this is what happened. Severest thunderstorm warning. Class canceled. Bank robbery. Robber is still on the run. So Tuesday was very insane, crazy.
Class was canceled for the bank robbery.
Yep. Wait, when was it?
What? Tuesday. Yeah, this Tuesday.
Oh, I wasn't feeling well Monday, Tuesday.
Well, that's
good. I didn't go to class.
Oh.
It's good because we didn't have class anyway. Oh, wait, but I don't know if your classes would have been canceled.
Mine is in the morning.
I think he robbed it in the afternoon.
Are you serious?
Well,
I
it was like
the
one
robbery.
Or two whenever I was texting Justin
ben Johnston.
That's our
thanks for
music
letting
industry
me miss
professor.
Class today.
Mm-hmm. I was talking to him about the storms, and he was like, oh, think about it. And then I texted him about the robbery. He was like, okay, class is done. We're canceled.
Okay.
Okay, robbery. Okay,
but
robbery.
You're closer to the robbery than.
No, seriously.
That's
I was right
scary.
Down the street. I was like, I don't want to.
I was at PNC the day
there.
Prior. I know he stole my deposit. Like, I know he stole my give deposit. It back. And you know, they posted a $5,000 reward. Mm-hmm.
We gotta find whoever that is.
But, like, my thing is,
like, do they not have cameras or?
No, they no, have, like, they posted the photos on Facebook.
He was wearing a bright yellow vest.
Like a construction vest.
Running down the street.
But also, like, I'm sorry. He probably took it off.
That's probably why he just took it off so that it looked
more. But then they said he, like, took off on a white mountain bike. And then I just got people in the comments were sounding woof on the BGPD being like, first crime in 7 years and you guys are really slacking. I'm like, first crime in 7 years?
What? There was literally a shooting.
First crime in 7 hours.
Yeah. Literally.
Try again. And then they started calling officers out by name.
You're dramatic.
And there is this one female cop who we got to out for.
What'd she look like?
I'm not sure. They were just like...
Well, there's this
God
one
save
cop.
Anybody who gets pulled over by officer something.
Oh my God, what?
Talking about Dustin Johnston, Carly has a little bit of a promotion.
Yeah, woo! I have like a promotion. So, Dustin Johnston is my music professor. Mm-hmm. And this semester, I'm in a class where I'm managing a local band. And I'm actually missing class right now just to promote these boys on the radio.
What's their name?
Their name is Respirator.
I know them.
No way.
Matthew Wallace went to my high school.
No way.
He's my friend.
Oh my God. He's my
client.
We should have them on the pod.
Well, that was like part of my like ruse to get here. I was like, I'll promote. And so they have a new single dropping April 15th. Yay. It's called Homecoming.
Okay.
Breeze, I have link in bio, except it's not.
I saw them live and they were so good.
And they have a house show this weekend.
Yeah. What is it?
When is it?
Fest?
Must. They're like, who's getting musty with us? Yeah, and you know what? I'm headed there.
And you know what? I'm musty.
What day is it?
Consider me musty.
It's Saturday. It's a house show with a couple other bands.
I kind of want to go.
This is April 6th?
Yes, April 6th, Saturday. There's a house show. DM them for the address. You can find them on Respirator Band on pretty much everything. But they're playing a house show with a couple other local bands. And
I want to go.
They're accepting donations at the door.
Ain't got none of those.
No, come. I want to go. Well, I am going, but come. I'll get you, like, backstage.
Oh, please.
Wait, is it late? Or
I think it starts at 7 or 8. I don't know when they're on, but...
I'm going to be working.
Oh, yeah. At undisclosed whatever. Location.
Well, I need videos.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's what I'm here for.
So...
Well, that...
No, we're going.
Go stream, Shrimp Cocker, go stream. Respirator's new song, Homecoming.
Yes, yes, yes.
Are they performing
the
new song?
Coming out.
I would assume they are. They performed at an open mic last night, and I know they performed it. So I would presume that they'll be performing it.
Was it at Howard's?
At somebody's house.
No, yesterday, though.
Open mic in the Union.
Oh. Like, I feel like we should go to that one day.
Well, it was the last open mic of the semester.
Oh,
so.
Wow,
oh, damn it.
Music Industry Club puts it on, but
we should next year we should go and then talk to some of the bands and stuff and see if they want to come on.
Yeah, for sure.
No, there's quite a few people who are like they have like a standing appointment there for those open mics because they do come back time and time and time again. Yeah. And some of them pop off, a lot of original music, and yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, that's everything.
Thank you. Well.
They are really good.
So, I heard them April before. 6th, mm-hmm. DM Respirator for the address.
Homecoming
Must
April
Fest.
15th.
Let's do this.
No, guys, let's get musty at Must Fest with the boys, mm-hmm. be one with the boys, you know.
Mm-hmm. Like, what do I wear? Like. Something musty.
No deodorant. I'll tell you that much.
I'll tell you that.
No shoes, deodorant. You gotta roll around in mud to get in there. You gotta come with flies.
Did they even get the name Must Fest?
Don't wipe your ass.
Or is this like a...
Sorry. What'd you say?
Actually, let's circle back to that.
Never mind.
No, yeah. Come again?
Oh, nothing.
So, I think they're... I'm not... You know, don't get me wrong on the logistics.
Okay.
But there is someone who has like a like production company label type business. Oh. And I think it's at his house.
Okay, gotcha.
And they have a couple other bands that are playing. One of them is Milk on the Rocks. They've played at like Bloom Fest, which BG's put on before. Yeah. And then
Milk on the Rocks is a crazy name.
Yeah. Hell, it's kind of lit. But I hate milk.
But no free promo. This is about respirator.
Yeah, seriously. Respirator. Come on.
So, yeah.
You should have had them on the pod, too. Okay, next
I'll see
time.
If they can FaceTime in. You agree FaceTime? Yeah,
hi.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Wait, let's FaceTime Dustin Johnston.
That would be crazy.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Speaking of what to wear, we're going to see Myr.
Oh my god.
Same. I am too.
Really?
I have fifth row seats.
We have terrible seats.
Well, yeah.
We literally have back row. We have
2 days ago.
We have nosebleeds back row. Literally.
Back row.
So I bought them when they went on sale. They were like $25. Mm-hmm. But it states that it's going to be interactive. So
get on.
If I'm not on that stage.
Shout don't out Mark and Chloe's Big Epic Adventure.
No, and I will. Please. I'm shouting out Carly Payne. I'm shouting out Shrimp Cocky. I'm shouting out. Sharding out.
Truly, I am.
Shouting out Respirator.
I'm sharding out Mark and Chloe. I'm sharding out Respirator. So hashtag MouseFest. But I'm so excited because, listen, Sal is zaddy as fuck.
Oh my!
I love Sal.
Wait, we have to.
Can we
hear
rank
her?
Them? Are you? Is that what you're gonna ask? If we can rank?
F. No, F, Mary, kill. But you can date one of them. We took off Joe because he's not
guys,
in the group anymore.
Come on, he just had a hysterectomy.
Well,
so I think I would.
See, it was hard for me.
We
too.
Said kill Joe. Just done.
I honestly would kill Myr.
Wait, I did too.
Okay. I think I would marry Sal.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they said.
That's exactly
kill
what I said.
Myr. And I just want to do a prank with Joe, really.
Wait, like, that's a good, like, that's a good one. Who would you do a prank with?
It's just like, what's his thing? Larry!
Yeah.
Or like, just McBasketball. yeah, I'm a fan.
Sal's so funny.
Like, I want my mom to marry him if he's single. Sal? No. Sal Volcano? So.
I that.
Oh,
well,
I'll date
what
him.
We truly want out of this experience at the Myr Show is for Myr to be on the pod. We need to get Myr
okay,
on
okay, so
podcast.
I'm thinking, like, I was gonna, like, bring a sign. Because, like, I am absolutely determined to get on that stage. Me and my BFF, Miranda. Shout out, Miranda.
Shout out, Miranda.
And, so we're going. But fifth row, like, hi.
Yeah,
and
seriously.
I'm not afraid to make a scene. Absolutely
no.
not. Not for the
please
good of this country.
It.
Yeah.
Not for the good of this
country.
Hey, I mean,
if you get on it, I'll be like, that's my friend!
Yes.
And I'll be like, yo, you gonna be in town for a couple days? Because I've got a proposition for you.
Oh, boy, do
say
we have a show mic. For you.
No, and we do.
What
and do you know how say? Iconic that would be?
Oh,
what
my
the
God.
Hell would we talk
he'd
about?
Be the season finale.
What did you think of Cowboy Carter, Myr?
I would ask him about his life. I'd ask him about his...
I would ask him about that.
Life after Practical Jokers.
What tattoo
they're still together.
Because
they're going on tour later this year.
Should we go on the Impractical Jokers cruise?
There's
what?
A cruise?
Yeah.
How much is it?
Probably not that
we'll
much.
We'll find out for you guys.
No, if it's less than 500, I'll go.
They've like ran a cruise for a couple years
girl,
now.
That,
what?
That cruise is probably down the Mississippi River.
it goes somewhere.
Is it one of those steamboats?
Better be on the ocean.
No, it literally is like one dinner party. It is not a daily event.
Everyone's...
Oh. So yeah, we're gonna get on the Impractical Jokers cruise.
Sharding out
my boys. Mm-hmm. AF. But I feel like if we could get Sal or I'm sorry, Myr, then we could get Sal and get like who we really want.
It's oh It's like cute. Assassin's Creed. Also. We have to get each of the impractical jokers on our pile.
Yeah, we have to collect them all. Absolutely. Because I do, I mean, I really do need to speak to Sal. Like,
I have a proposition.
Like, my mom's single, been for a couple years, and truly he's the man for her.
Done.
And he's the father for me.
He's the husband for me.
Honestly, yeah, sorry, mom.
To say to someone you just met, like, you're the father for me.
He's like,
I did come up with a new pickup line the other day.
What is it?
Well, it's more or less like to use on a dating app, but my thing is this will like feed out people. So it's like there's only one right response, and if they don't have it, like, it's just like, okay, good thing I didn't waste my time on you.
Okay, done.
Blink twice if you need help. That's it. Just get in their DMs and say blink twice if you need help.
And what response are you expecting?
Two eyes blinking.
Blink, blink.
Yes, thank you.
Two eyes blinking, actually.
Will they play along?
And if they don't play along, or if they're like, you're nuts, like that, like, didn't hit home for me, I'll be like, neither did you.
Crazy ass people say shit on the dating apps.
Yeah. I'm actually banned on Tinder. I would hate to admit it. I used to be a serial catfisher with my cousin back in the day. We had a profile. Her name was Violet. It was actually Lauren I forget her name. She was a YouTuber back in the day.
Lauren Gray?
No, she was.
That's who I was thinking.
She was friends with like Gen X Pen.
Oh.
Like that little group. Like Alexis G.
Dude, I love Gen X Pen.
And nobody realized that you were.
I mean, clearly they did at some point, because bitch, I'm banned. And I am suffering. Hinge ain't
suffering.
Oh my God, wait. You guys could do something like, you know, H3H3. They do The Bachelor on there. Y'all could do something like that.
That would be
And it
wild.
Could be a collab. Oh my God, maybe you could see if Barstool BG could host like the finale of that little Bachelor situation they've got going on here.
They have one, Barstool BG.
Yeah,
has
like
one?
Barstool and like BGSU Chicks or whatever have like The Bachelor
I've seen
occurring.
Some shitty people on
and
there.
There's voting, and I hate to break it to just about every single one of you men on there. I voted no. And I know some of you.
Oh.
And I still voted no. And I won't say your name. But you know who you
How
are.
How do you even get chosen for something?
Yeah,
like that?
You have to swallow your own freaking dignity, because you self-submit with a bio.
No.
Oh, no.
And it's like embarrassing. It's like the one, I'm sorry to the dude who said it, but he's like, my biggest like inspiration is like my little brother. And I'm just like, he's like, I just like want to change the world. And it's just like, I'm this is how you end the world.
No.
Like, this is not how you do it. I hate to break it to you.
He but said, let me shard out my little
Shout out, little bro. But I'm thinking you guys could maybe host the finale here.
Oh,
get in contact.
What that be?
Because
the only thing is, would it have to be live?
Wouldn't that be everything though? If you guys could get a live show,
dude. If we could get like cameras in here, and like
I know some people.
Well, we can.
I truly do.
We can get a camera upstairs.
I know some people with cameras, including.
Don't tempt me.
Nico from Respirator. He does a lot of like the
Nico from Respirator, please.
He does a lot of like the actual like BG account, like,
oh really,
content. Yeah,
is it the guy from the our Falcon
group
Media
chat?
Is his name Nico
or is it Nick? Give me a moment.
He's in a
Nick.
Radio class or
Give
something
me
he was telling
moments.
Me We can. I can see if I have if his number
there's
is.
So many. Oh, there's Nikki.
No, unfortunately,
it's not Nikki. No.
Oh, there's also Nick. But once we figure that out, the last thing that I have to say today is April Fools came and went, and I'm over it.
Wait, I'm sorry. Can we go back to Gape? Roll Fools or what was
Gaperoll?
It's just Gaperoll. But which
Gaperoll
like,
on Falcon Media?
There's two interpretations of that. I hate to break it to you guys.
And what's your interpretations?
It could either be GAYPRIL or GAPERIL.
GAP.
Gape.
I just screamed.
You guys didn't get it. Sorry, Mom. Sorry, Mom. Because she is going to watch. Listen. I'm dead. So I don't know if
that was so fucking funny, and they probably didn't think about it.
No, really. Well, I was walking down the hallway, and I saw something on the screen that was like rainbow, and it said Gay April, whatever. And then I'm looking here at my radio screen, and it says Gaypril promos, and I'm like, who's Gaypril? What's going on? Is there this like is events crazy. That we can?
Wait, is queer prom not tonight? She's there. Let's go. Wait, let's go live stream at Queer Prom.
hey
guys.
I can't. Well, I mean, if you do go to Queer Prom, give us a review. No, it is queer. It definitely is Queer Prom.
Not I've everyone's seen
gay. The chalk. You're right. what happened to Morp?
Who?
What? Morp.
Who's that?
It's like anti-prom. Do you guys remember that?
What?
No. What kind of school did you go to?
Well, it was Malcolm in the Middle.
No one cares about Malcolm in the Middle except for you.
They didn't even have one of them like a Sally or a Sadie's. Them Sadie's dances where the girls had to ask the guy roll reversal.
Oh, I didn't have one of those.
Neither way. Nobody was asking me and I wasn't asking them. So you know what? I went neither sober way. Every time.
Well... Anyway, if you're in charge of Gaypril, let us know what we can do to promote Queer Prom.
Let JoJo know what she can do to promote.
Let JoJo know.
Let JoJo know.
Also, this is a really random. Do you guys hear that Honey Boo Boo had all her money stolen from her?
By June?
From her mom? Yeah. Of course. I'm not surprised.
Okay, but I don't know. The path Honey Boo Boo took is crazy.
I haven't seen it.
Have you seen her man?
No.
Because
her man.
I didn't even know she had a man.
You'll be shocked. You'll be absolutely. I believe he's like been arrested. Like he is kind of like a criminal.
Does he have a bunch of tattoos?
Is he on the show?
No.
I don't even think they have the show. Okay, but seriously, rest up, Chickadee. Like, rest in peace.
No, true. That was so sad when I heard about that.
I bet she has so much fucking trauma.
But seriously, like, Mama June, nah, babes, cut the veneers, cut the lips, and honestly, cut the fat. It's just, like, cut it. Like, I'm sick.
Cut some of that paycheck to... What is her name?
Right, cut my girl Honey Boo Boo something. Toddlers and Tiaras ain't, like... Run her up her money.
Come on.
And Papa Bear, you're a bad person.
That's
true. That's all I have to say on that. I just wanted
I bet June's a bad person too.
She is. She's like a drug addict. Mm-hmm. Not that drug addicts are bad, guys. Please do not get that twisted, but Mama June specifically.
No, but it affects her parents.
No, seriously, for sure.
Absolutely.
And that's fucked.
Absolute Mama June.
You can do drugs, but as soon as those
like
kids
in an alternate
get involved,
universe, JoJo Siwa ended up like Honey Boo Boo.
So you think like
in an alternate universe?
That's actually true because they seriously are sisters from another mystery.
Yeah, like it's the same vibe. Like
absolutely,
it's the same
time.
We're on the same TLC show. Was Dance Moms on TLC?
I don't think so.
Yeah, or was no, it? I think it was on like Showtime or Lifetime. Or,
yeah,
you're right. It's Lifetime
I
for
used
sure.
My like username on like everything, including Roblox, was Dance Moms 1602. Thank you.
What? She was a fan.
Sharding out Dance Moms.
Sharding out Dance Moms on Roblox.
Is so fucking
at MuzzFest. Yeah.
So just to recap for you guys before we wrap up. Shrimp Cocky out April whenever.
Very soon.
Very soon. Incoming. Inbound. Shrimp Cocky is inbound.
Don't worry.
Respirator. MuzzFest. Saturday, April 6th. At 7?
7
p.m.
DM
look them
at their,
for the ad.
Yeah, Instagram Respirator Band. Then on April 15th, they're releasing their single Homecoming.
Myrrh happening.
April 17th.
April 17th.
We're live streaming, guys.
Oh my gosh, we're going to have so much stuff to talk about. Because it's like
I'll be back.
Yeah. Respirator, Myrrh, MuzzFest, probably more work drama. Whatever else happens.
Probably more life drama.
For real.
Yeah, seriously, guys. My roommate's looking for your Fortnite gamer tag, just so you know. Kyle.
Really?
Kyle. Yeah.
My Fortnite gamer tag is Marky Nation.
What else would it be?
Jinjum.
Yeah. I looked at Marky Nation and Jinjum
if
came
you
up.
Are okay. able so to like, pick up my stomach growling right now, Mike, honestly, don't cut it.
I can't hear it.
Because, oh my God, she's screaming. Bring it down.
I'm so hungry.
I have to tell this story, and then we can say bye.
Bring it down.
So, when I was little, I used to do 4-H. And I went...
Sorry.
Wait, 4-H? Could you hear it?
I don't think so.
No, that, okay, that's part of my story.
Sorry.
So we went to 4-H, and well, what? I went to like a bunny judging thing because I had my bunny, but I was so scared to judge it, so I never did. And we were there all day, and I was there with my friend Megan and her parents, and Megan. I was starving. And they were like, "Oh, we weren't planning on eating here." And then we were walking away, and I make this sound. I go,
"You knew your stomach."
And they turn around, and they're like, "Oh my God, Mark, was that your stomach growling?" And I said, "I'm sorry. Like, I, like I mouth? Made up what
was it your mouth?"
Yes, I mean, I was like,
"You made it up."
They're like, "Oh my God, we have to get you something to eat. Like, we can't have you growling."
Next
like
thing
that.
You know, you had a funnel cake.
And, exactly. I had a hot dog and a funnel cake. Thank you.
Thank you, elephant ear. Thank you, hot fried Oreo. Deep fried Oreo.
Oh my God, I need that in my mouth right
and
now.
And. Is there anything else we have to cover? I don't believe so.
No, not really. But I will prepare another song for you.
Yes. Please. Well, please. That was so much fun to listen.
I'm sending
and
it.
I hope you guys really enjoyed that.
Put the...
I would love to make a song with you guys, though. For real. Seriously,
no,
prepare
what
some
I really need to make is an intro sound for when the podcast starts. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll work. I'll work. Don't even worry.
Maybe we should hire her as our manager.
Yes.
Well,
please.
But we have no money.
Tune in next time and we'll tell you what happens.
God, my stomach. Do you guys hear it? Sorry, guys.
I'm dead.
That's all.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, Lisa.
Da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da